Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Master. Hi, Master with Jessica.
Hi, Master's calling.
Yeah, my name is Jessica. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a few minutes that you can...
What opinions?
Your attitudes and opinions. It's a very interesting survey, and it's only for women between the ages of 18 and 35. So that's why I have you on the phone. Would you be so kind as to give us just a few minutes?
So,
I'm sorry?
I said I'm at the cusp. You're very close.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to make it, but you can try. What are the questions? I'll go ahead and answer them if you want to ask them.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. The first question is a little awkward, so I apologize in advance, and please don't take an offense, but I have to read it verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Okay. Well, can you note on the survey that I don't appreciate that question, but I am female, completely female.
Thank you.
And I will always be female.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And just to make sure that you're 18 years of age or older, what is the year of your birth? Just a year?
1987.
Thank you. And are you a registered voter? Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, sir.
Thank you. And what is your race to make sure that we have everyone?
I'm white, Caucasian.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, negative or positive?
About what? I'm sorry.
About your own future. How do you feel in general? Do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future. How do you feel about your own future? Negative or positive?
Is there a question following that? Or
no, that's it. That's the question. How do you feel about it? Negative or positive about your own future? And the next one is the future of the country, and the next one is the future of the planet. How do you feel, negative or positive? About your own future.
About my future and the planet. Does that include my child?
No. Right now, it's just your own future. And then I'm going to ask you. Yeah, your own future. How do you feel? You feel negative or positive?
If I'm being truly, transparent about everything, I'm not feeling great about it. If I'm talking about my child, I'm not feeling very great about it either.
So you feel negative then? About your own
future?
Yes. Okay, thank you. And how about the future of the country? How do you feel about that? Negative or positive?
Oh, negative.
Thank you. How about the future of the planet? Negative or positive?
Negative.
Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and the 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
I would probably say a 2.
A 2, thank you. Mm-hmm. And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I'm going to read you a list. Stop me when I hit one that you feel that is important to you. Healthcare, crime, mental health, racism and discrimination, gun violence, economy and cost of living, national security, immigration, climate change, education, abortion access, student loans. Which are the 3 that you feel that are important to you?
Just after you read them to me.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, just after you read them to me.
It says, which are the 3 that are the most important to you personally? And I read you a list. Healthcare is number 1. Crime is number 2. Mental health, racism and discrimination. Which are the 3 that you feel that are most important to you personally? gun violence?
Healthcare, crime, or what was the third one?
Mental health.
Probably healthcare.
I got that already. Healthcare and crime. I need one more. Mental health, racism, and discrimination.
I wouldn't say crime.
No, okay. Mental health, racism, and discrimination. Okay. Racism and discrimination. I got healthcare and mental health. I need just one more. Racism and discrimination, gun violence, the economy and the cost of living, national security, immigration, climate change, education, abortion access, student loans.
The cost of living, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most that are most important to you? This right now, your chapter of your life now, relationship like romantic partnership or friendships, that's one. Caring for senior family members, contributing to positive change in your community, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, your education, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining mental health. Which are the three that that you feel that are a priority to you most out of those?
Okay. I'm going to ask you because please don't hang up on me.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to hang up on you. Go ahead.
I don't necessarily care who you're calling for. I'm not going to answer any more questions, but...
Oh, why not?
No. Just listen. Because if you can relay this back to somebody, the way that you ask the questions in this call, I cannot follow them. It's very difficult to actually answer the questions.
Okay.
So maybe you ask one to three at a time. Three of the options at a time.
Oh, okay. Because okay, I understand.
Especially at this time in the night, you can't ask people to answer those types of questions. You know, honestly, you can't ask them to answer those.
Okay.
So I'm honestly telling you to take this back to your management because I just got back with my fourth grader who has her second day of school, and
okay.
I'm not going to be able to answer these questions the way I should. So I'm just telling you from a parent standpoint.
You're not feeling too well. That's what you're saying? You're not feeling...
It's not that I'm not feeling well. I'm just saying, like, I can't answer these with a full mind because I'm paying attention to my child.
Yes,
I
understand.
And I'm not focusing on outside matters. Like,
okay.
I'm focusing on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what your company is trying to do or ask for me, but I'm just thinking out loud, like, if you want to go back and say to them, hey, here's some feedback, like, you shouldn't call at this time.
Well, it's only, what time?
It would do them better if they called back at a different time. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because I would honestly answer some questions.
Okay.
But I will not do it right now because I have way too much in my hands.
Okay, I understand.
That's nothing against you. Like, I know you have a job and you're only doing what you're supposed to do, but I have things to do too. And I'm not trying to be rude.
It's okay.
Trying to delay a message. You know,
no, that's
so.
Okay. I understand. But it's only like 7 o'clock, isn't it? In Ohio?
It's only 7 o'clock.
How about time is it?
I'm trying to prepare dinner. I'm trying to do things. Okay. Like, I've worked all day, and I'm trying to do things. So I don't know what you're trying to do, and I don't care what you're trying to do. You're probably trying to work. And I worked all day.
Okay.
And that's
no problem.
Fine. That's fine. I'm just saying, relay that to your manager, because I can never get a hold of them.
Okay. No problem. Then.
If I call you guys back, I can never get a hold of them. So if you could do that for me, that would be wonderful. And
no problem.
I hope that I don't hear back, even though I think you and I had a great conversation.
Thank you.
I don't want to hear back from you. Okay?
Well, Jessica, if you don't mind me saying, if you finish the survey, you will not hear back. The problem is this. I'm going to explain it to you.
I don't want to complete the survey, though.
Okay.
Like,
I understand. I understand. Jessica, but just let me. Okay.
But I don't want to do it.
It's not that, Jessica. Let me explain to you. I can put you on the do not call, but you're still going to get a call, and I tell you why. Because it doesn't apply